Hey guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z, and it's your host Vanessa. And with me today is a new guest with me that I've always wanted to be on my podcast since forever. And you can introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Brenda and I'm Vanessa's good friend. And I'm really excited to be in the Clueless Gen Z podcast.
Oh my God, you can even remember my podcast name.
Yeah, but of course.
Yeah. You also have a podcast.
Yes, I do. My podcast is called Unraveled with Njabara. Saiko. Mahali. But it's gonna pick up. But I'm still excited to be part of yours today.
Yeah. I was so happy to see like you've opened a podcast, because there was a time you were talking about like you wanted to open a podcast. Yeah. So now when I saw like you really actualized it, I was so excited, and actually motivated me to even open mine.
That's some your motivation.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the last time we were to record a podcast, just, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't happen because
I remember. I do
remember. We were so late.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, so, babe, mm-hmm. So today's podcast mm-hmm. is going to be about healing and love mm-hmm. and self-care.
Yes,
and
girl.
It would tell me, are you like single or
am I single
are you
in a relationship
it?
Relationship
yeah
niko hapo katikati
me expected you to be single.
I'm waving the streets goodbye, y'all.
No, you can't leave me here.
I have to leave you. Is it streets as it will pin? I'm a lover girl.
I know, me too. Just take me with
I'm
you.
I'm always trying to be part of the streets, but imekata, imeshindikana.
Na ndo liko natupatia advice in your podcast that we should go back to the streets.
Yeah, but when you get a good thing going, you go with
it. Wait, you have a good thing now?
Yeah, we can say. Ish way. Yeah, but I'm up with katikati.
Okay. So first of all, mm-hmm. before we even start, like I want to know like your first impression about me, like the first time we ever met.
My first impression.
Was it good or bad?
You know, you didn't look friendly.
Wow. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So
like
many times.
There was no vibe of you being friendly. Uh-huh. But I think with you, someone really has to know like you as a person. Because you don't start the conversation with people you don't know.
To be honest. Yeah. Like you have to be the one
to start
pushing things.
Yeah. Which... everyone is different, so I really understand. But now when I got to know you, I was like, what I was missing out.
Yeah.
I should ask you the same because...
Oh my God. The first time I met you, I was like, oh my God, this girl.
Gosh, Jesus.
You know, you are so loud. Hey, she was so loud. I was like, hey, if she keeps on talking to me every other time, I'll be like, you know, because I don't talk so much.
Yeah.
And you're always like,
yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, like, it's sour too. But anyway, the more I got to know you, like, I love you and more. Like, I've come to...
You love me.
I love you, babe. You. I even got you something here.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my, chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you. Yeah. This is love.
You can already see my love language.
Gifting. But my love language is also gifting.
I know, that's why. And you also love chocolates.
Yeah, I do.
You're a sweet too.
Thank you, babe. But I'm glad like you love me now. Mm. It's because I'm just a bubbly person.
Yeah.
I have a bubbly personality.
And I think me, I'm a bit like chilled.
Yeah. I'm very good even with new people.
Yeah, this...
But you need some time, which is okay.
Yeah. Mm. So tell me, so how does your love life look like right now? Since, because you're in the middle, you're single. You've dipped your toes in the other.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know me, I was in a very long relationship.
Oh yeah, let me tell you. Wait first. Mm-hmm. The main reason why we actually went, like, I decided we're doing this with you because mm-hmm. I know, like, we were in the same boat together.
Yeah, yeah.
In like long relationships, mm-hmm. and then we all came out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, now you've decided to leave me, and I'm over here in the streets, which is crazy.
I'm just in the middle. I'm not yet in the relationship.
But you're getting there.
Yeah, but it's been. Okay,
but I'm good.
A roller coaster. Yeah,
I'm happy for you though. Yeah.
But you know my story. Like I didn't. Like, I took my time because mm-hmm. I was in a very long relationship. Mm-hmm. Then that broke off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How long was it?
four years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was mm-hmm. very long. So I needed that break for myself mm-hmm. just to get my things together and mm-hmm. to appreciate who I am and to mm-hmm. love myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to go back to the streets because... Yeah. You have to be in the streets to know what goes on. Yeah, yeah. So you need that break.
Yeah, because I remember, like, you were one of those people we saw, like, you'll be the first person we're going to a wedding.
Mm, you always told me that. And yeah. But it's life, imagine. But I'm glad because life. Where we are right now, we don't need jokers or players in this love field. Yeah. We need people who are serious and who we know we can build with eventually.
Okay, so what are you looking for in this next love, or maybe the one that you're in? Yeah,
that one I have a clear answer. Imagine, actually, I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
A love which is safe, a safe kind of love.
Oh my God!
A very welcoming and safe love. That is exactly what I need and what I want to have because. I don't want a love which is stressful, which I have to think about and feel like my world is trembling and going. I want to feel safe, loved, appreciated, easy. Even though we have problems, it's easy, it's safe. We can have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my answer. A safe and easy love and it's, welcoming.
Yeah. It's because it's almost the same thing like I want because... Like in the next one, I'm looking for so much grace.
Yeah.
You know, like one person can offer, we can just offer each other.
Mm.
And just like easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people would answer and say, me, I want a guy with money.
Oh my God.
I want a guy who spoils me. Yes.
Okay.
Get
yeah.
That.
I also
but
want even, that.
Of course, that will be there.
Yeah. But
that
now,
will not be long lasting.
Yeah. It will just be. For like a few minutes,
yes, it
you
will be
feel
exciting.
So good, and
but
then
when the rock hits the bottom, what are you gonna do about it? When now you're having problems and money won't fix it.
Yeah, money doesn't.
Gifts will not fix anything.
Yeah,
so yeah. Okay,
money fixes a lot of things,
but not that exactly. You know what I mean when you say like.
Yeah, but you have to be financially stable. You have to be all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm also trying to be financially stable. Mm,
so that both of you can bring something.
Yeah, but those qualities of having so much grace and bringing so much, like, peace in the relationship also matters.
Let me ask you something. Do you like guys who tell you, what do you bring to the table?
Oh, fuck it. No. No.
No. What do you think about that question?
Ew. So I'm bringing.
It's an
ick. Yeah. Mm. It's definitely an ick. Mm. Because, like, why would you, as in the minute you start pursuing me, you can already know, this girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can already see like a few qualities that I have and you appreciate it and you'll want that in your life. Mm. So when you ask me like, what are you bringing in the table?
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't. I also don't like that question at all. Yeah, I also agree with you. Like, you already know me. You know my personality.
Yeah.
You've had conversations. You know what I want maybe in a partner. And clearly you want me to be your partner. So why are you asking me?
Because you're pursuing me exactly. In the first place. Mm,
why are you asking me such a... It's a very shallow question.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah. So, and are you ready for the love you say you want?
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I'm healed. I love my... Hey, you know what? When you've been in a tangoje, that period of a breakup.
Mm, was it how long have you like stayed single?
For 2 years. I'm being serious.
It wasn't just the other
day. No, 2021 and 2022.
Oh, 2 years. Imagine. Is a long time.
That's a lot. I took my time. But of course, in between, there were moja, but clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're the dustbin.
And like talking about like you've already healed, do you think like some of the things are triggered like once you're in a relationship, like you know, or where you came from, like of course you have like a few traumas and then like you're in this new relationship and this, I think sometimes you can, I mean, I think you fully heal sometimes when you're in a relationship, you get
I wouldn't say at you wouldn't get the triggers because you never know if you've healed until you get into that another relationship and you're there reenacting how it was in the other one. Like maybe for me, I was cheated on. Now, when I get into another relationship, when their phone rings, this is my scene.
Let me tell you, I think I also have a trauma for, like, the phone ringing. Mm. And kinds of this a specific ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, iPhone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, you know, like,
a trigger
really,
for you.
It's a trigger until now. And, like, I had to change mine to a different one because...
Of that certain, that's very true. It's until you get into that next relationship, you never know if you've healed. Because me, I'm normally like, I'm the goat. I healed. I'm everything.
You now get into
situations
one.
Where I'm even overreacting. And I'm like, hey, I've not healed. but now in this situation, I communicate and I say, meaning I've been cheated on. And so me reacting like this is not to hurt you. It's just that I've been in that kind of situation.
You know why before. I also say it so much, Grace? Because I want, like, when I'm in this relationship, after I have communicated to you and told you, like, this is a trauma that I've had in my past. And sometimes I'll be triggered. And if you come with so much grace, you'll understand me.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be just so, you wouldn't be like, babe, you're so irrational. Like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing?
They'll be able to communicate and reassure you in that situation.
Yeah. They'll be able to, like, you know, understand where it's all coming from.
Yeah. That's why we're saying welcoming safe love. Because if I'm being able to say I don't feel comfortable, I think I overreacted. It's not because I don't like you. It's because in this situation, it's making me uncomfortable. And now that is when you know your partner. If they either overreact or they reassure, now you know exactly where you are.
Oh, my God. Like, I really want someone to reassure me.
Yeah, it's a very good feeling to be reassured. And be told, baby, you know, I love you. It's like, you're being told all the right things, but not someone who is manipulating you. You know, there's a difference.
Because
someone can be saying all the good things just to hide exactly what they are doing.
Yeah.
But reassuring is just making sure that you're being open and transparent and you're just encouraging your partner into making sure that they trust you.
Yeah. Okay. And... are there, like, red flags you're looking out for before you, like, fully,
like,
deep
go,
down, you dive in? As in if he, like, somehow, like, comes up with, like, some shoddy.
Yeah,
like,
at least now I know how manipulation works. Because I was in such a space before. I know what someone can communicate to manipulate me or to make me feel. And then at least now I have even learned and I even read about even types of
Oh, you're reading.
Yeah, love bombing.
What? Oh, yeah, love bombing. That's what I'm currently experiencing.
Yeah, because I've also been in a position where you... Bomb. They do. Yeah. And they make you feel like you're it's the only girl in the world.
I
you
know. Feel,
but after 3 months, it's done.
It's done.
It starts sinking. You're wondering, are you
what
in...
What the hell's going on?
At least now we've learned and now we know... Those red flags that we would not have noticed before.
Yeah, for
now
sure.
Now we know. And then now we don't compromise on the things we can't compromise on.
Yeah.
For me, if I know I can't compromise on communication, I don't compromise on
it. Kanzavle, you're so good.
Ah, don't make me expose you. I'm very good in... Because I appreciate... Like, I appreciate people not coming. I can give you maybe one chance, but if that one chance is, I can't.
So my chance is gone.
Your one chance is done. Next time, I'll just stay home.
But you know, like what I thought about the communication thing is, you'll definitely, as in we had already talked.
It's not a
before, so definitely you're going to show
what
up.
What if something happened yesterday or today morning?
You're the one who's supposed to tell me.
No, for you. You know,
oh, for me.
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to just text and say, "Hey, babe, I'm good for today." On. Then I say, "Oh yeah, nini." Or yesterday, are we on for... No, at least for yesterday would have been much better. Are we still on for tomorrow? Wow. And nowadays, I realize that not everyone is like me, by the way.
Yeah, you're so good at communication. I'm always
assuming what one of anana na me.
Wow.
Wapi.
I'll definitely need to do some work over there. Mm-hmm. So, like, the red flags you look out for right now is manipulation and love bombing.
Yeah, yeah. What about you?
Where, as in nowadays, like, you meet someone and they're not, like, single.
They're, like, me in the middle.
Yeah, and they're, like, you in the middle. They tell you they're single and then you're, like, I mean, you
know,
like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, kumbe they have, like, an ex somewhere there or, a whole baggage with them. Yeah, so
those are your mine. But people really hide. But let me ask you a question, Vanessa. Does someone cut people off when they're single or until they get into a relationship? Because maybe for you, you're saying those are your, but maybe kuna watu wanaongea tu. Because maybe you're also doing the same thing.
No, to be honest, like me, when I'm done from a situation, like I'm completely done. No, there's no talking.
But I'm asking you, maybe you're talking to this person and they're not, maybe they're talking to multiple people because they're single.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Until they ask you to be their girlfriend, then aren't they allowed to talk to other people?
Okay, yeah.
That's the thing now.
Yeah.
Or maybe you both have agreed, you know?
Yeah.
If you both have agreed, then that will be something different.
Yeah, it still comes with the communication thing, you know? Yeah. If you don't communicate, then it's going to be messed up. So what are the crazy things you've done?
Because of love.
In the name of love.
Oh, let me give you a story.
Yeah.
I was
mine
so
will
in
shock
love.
You first. Okay. Oh, really?
Let's start with you so that it shocks me first.
Wow. Okay, mine. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Oh my god. Anyway, so mine, you know the way after high school, like the love is so deep, it's so intense. Mm. It's like the young love.
Yeah.
And then like literally you told each other, we're spending this entire life together. You're mine. Until you also have like a wedding theme. Personally, I had like a theme.
You had a wedding theme?
Yeah.
Then you've been in love.
And a wedding theme. Okay, so... So what now? You know, that's the time after high school is when you go get your ID.
Yeah.
And then that's the time, like, now your signature is really put in the ID. Now it's a part of you. You know where I'm going with this?
Oh, no.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Oh, no, Vanessa. For for real, this is a clueless Gen Z podcast. Don't tell me. No. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, yes. But
you don't tell me you used his signature as your...
No, I used...
For your
let
combine.
Me tell you. Yeah. So I put his initials and my initials together. Until now, it will be stuck with me forever. It's in my ID, my passport,
my God.
Everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
His initials are in my signature.
And it's a signature which you use because you sign even
yeah,
for
until
your credit
now.
Cards and all.
Yeah, everywhere. You know, trust me, I had forgotten about it until the other time. I looked at this signature and I was like, okay.
Then you remembered.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Imagine. So imagine that's the same signature I'll actually sign in my wedding.
Oh, my. He's imprinted forever.
Forever.
He was your first love.
Yeah, he was.
No, then that's
it's understandable. So, bad. So I'll have to explain that to my husband.
Your husband has to be your first love. Dare you say.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He isn't.
Yeah. So tell me.
Maybe
yours.
Something crazy. I think I was maybe surprising the guy I was dating then.
Oh, I think I know this one.
This is a different. This one, one is simping.
Oh,
in the worst way ever.
Simp.
So we weren't talking at that time, and it was almost our anniversary. And he told me, it's like he wanted to leave me, and me didn't want to be left. No, he was giving me a break in which I didn't understand where it's for. And he's giving me a break because he's cheating. But me, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So what I do, okay. I make sure I use my money because I'm very clever. I go shop for shoes, snacks. I even bought fridge magnets.
Oh, ah, Jesus
my
Christ.
God. I spent
legit too much.
We can know a gift bag, router.
How much did you spend on all that?
I think like 5,000 to 6,000, Bob. I think 5,000. Oh, I spent.
And that time you're in school, you're struggling.
I was jobless.
Yeah.
I'm home now. Actually, my work ended, so I don't have even money. Like, it's what I've saved.
Yeah.
But I want to save the love. Was a very clever girl.
So I shopped.
So I went to go and surprise him. So I go to his apartment. I open the gate. Chini, I panda mpaka juu.
Yeah.
Guess what I find at the door? Shoes, which are not mine.
Okay. This is interesting.
And I'm looking really nice. I've done my... I look
makeup.
Amazing. Because I'm coming to surprise...
My boyfriend.
My boyfriend. The person I want to marry.
The person I want to marry.
I'm shoes. Yeah. I'm like, the hell?
What's going on?
Then kuingia ndani, I'm finding Mama Fua. Then Mama Fua is telling me, wametoka wakiwa wawili.
Wow.
But me, I'm in denial. Wametoka uongo. Awajetoka hiyo ni uongo. Awajetoka wakiwa wawili to me.
So what did you react?
So I went to the...
How was your reaction?
I think I was very confused and shocked first.
Yeah.
And I went to the bedroom and I found... some clothes but nikama zilikuwa for mini. But the good thing about that situation, he had communicated before that the job he was doing, the people were sleeping there, which was true.
Okay.
So at that point, I couldn't know if it's this before.
Yeah,
am
it's a girl.
But in my heart, even my gut is telling me
there's someone.
Yeah. But I don't want to think. I want to think like that. So I call. Let me tell you, the guy came within, he was very far, he came within 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes and he gaslit me in that vehicle. He really gaslit me. He was telling me, where would I bring myself? And say, it's our anniversary, but I will ask, like, why?
Why would you come all this way?
You're bringing me gifts, so that's Jui. I think he was feeling guilty. You know, someone does that so that they feel good about themselves and yet they are hurting you.
Yeah,
because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
so that is very crazy. And I still stayed in that relationship.
Oh God,
that
did,
is just crazy.
Where did the girl go?
No, the girl. No, they are dating with the girl.
Okay.
And now, cream was left for the street. Anyway, yeah, I left him. Anyway, my little friend, you just leave.
Yeah, but it's still a good thing, you know.
Yeah, but that is now that's a very crazy
thing. It's a good thing you actually left that place. Yeah. And now you've been on a journey for like 2 years of self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And all this because I think I'm on that journey. And actually this podcast was actually like there's so many things that inspired me to open this podcast. Like I knew you had a podcast, but then I started listening to you, and then like I'll pick up like, oh, this is how she's doing it. Oh, okay. It was like your podcast is like my reference.
That is really nice.
And actually a breakup is the one that actually inspired me to even open up like a podcast. So that's this journey you've been on for 2 years and all that, because as in it was important and it was necessary
it's
for your
growth
life.
Growth and it's amazing. And eventually you'll find the one who speaks for you, and you also speak for them. Professor Brenda.
So now that has to be like one of those toxic relationships you've been in. But then, babe, you've only been in one relationship.
I've been into one in high school, and now the other one is the one I was in, the long-term one.
The long-term.
At least not a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
At least your podcast will see when you want to enjoy. But yeah, it was that toxic. You know, when I sit down sometimes, I'm like, hey, it was toxic. You know, that's... Later is when you realize you are really compromising on so many things, but because of love.
Yeah, love will make you do crazy things. So, like, in that toxic relationship, is there like positive? Okay, there has to be like some positive things that you picked up from it, and also there are like bad things, but the bad things like really outweighed the positive things.
Yeah.
And what are the positive things that you picked from the from those toxic
people? The person I was with then was a very good communicator, which I really appreciated.
Which is
something very good.
Yeah,
it's something that people really struggle with. But for him, he was a very good communicator, which I really appreciated. And that's something very positive. Even Tampatia, 10 over 10.
And, you know, it's actually so good to sometimes look at the positive side of things. At least, okay, it ended, but now I'm this, now I can do this better. Now, probably he taught you how to drive, now you can drive better. Or you can do this and this and this.
But then he was, that one, for communication, he was a very good communicator, and I really appreciated that in that relationship, because I think communication is a very big foundation for most relationships. Do you have anything positive for any Vanessa? Oh yeah, for your last, I almost said something.
Okay, let's start with. Is it the situationship or the situationship?
The relationship.
The relationship. The one you know.
Yeah, the one. The one. The others I don't.
No, like, no. The one. That one, to be honest, like, the mom also was, okay, we met, like, each other's families and all that. Yeah. And the mom was a part of my life. And she taught me, like, she'll talk to me and she'll give me like a few tips that I still use until now.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah. We created like such a good bond that we'll just talk about like so many random things, and I still use it until now.
Do you communicate with her still?
No.
It ended.
Yeah, but when it ended, like she really didn't know. So she called me and then she was asking me, by the way, the lights are or like randomly asking me if I saw something, or you know, yeah, but we didn't, like, I didn't actually like tell her anything. But from him, what I picked up on the positive, Oh, it has to be the driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he taught you how to drive.
Yeah, and he really pushed me, like, babe, you really need to know how to drive. Mm. And yeah, it was the driving, and also, what can I say? He was also a good communicator.
Mm, that's really nice.
Yeah, he was a good communicator. I think, yeah, and he introduced me to, like, a different part of the world that I didn't know. Mm. And now, like, I know how, like, other things are accessible. And, let's just say that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No let's more props for these people. Deep. Just that's yeah, it. You get too 1 point and that's it.
Yeah.
The rest of your L's are major.
I know. Yeah, so... Mm. And you feel like you're entirely healed from it.
From a past... I can say not entirely, because of course there are some triggers, but it's not something that affects me as...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes, you're healed, but of course you just carry a small bit of problems.
Yeah, just... Oh my God.
Because I don't think you're completely healed.
Yeah, because I think... I'm not even healed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still think...
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, like, I'm still in that process of healing.
Yeah. Do you compare? Do you compare, like,
him
sometimes?
From, like, someone I met?
Maybe you get into a new situationship. Do you compare?
Oh, yeah, I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then I just have to pinch myself.
Yeah, and tell myself,
everyone is different.
Yeah, exactly. And you should give them the chance that they deserve.
Yeah, so... Mm, it's, let me just say, it's just like some healing journey.
It is. Healing is not direct. Some people even take so many years. Some even take
but
one
me
month.
Don't want exactly. to be stuck for so many years.
No, but at least when you get into a relationship, that's when you will know.
Yeah.
That, and trust me, the person that you'll be with, you'll not even be remembering these triggers most
Ooh,
of the time.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. So after that relationship, you know the way they say, okay, let's.
They say what?
They say the only way you can get over someone is to
go under someone. Mm-hmm.
Where I tried it.
Did it work?
Hey, it did not work out for me. Because, child. To be honest, it didn't work out for me so well. Yeah, because there's so many triggers and so many like baggage I was carrying from the past, and then I'm bringing on to this next person, and then he's like, oh my God, like, this is too much, and you need to go heal fast.
You need to, but do you know there are people who can heal from that?
Yeah,
getting into another relationship will make them much better.
That's what I was actually trying.
But it did. But I it also knew it couldn't work for me if I was in the same situation.
Yeah.
It couldn't. Ninge haribu. Would have destroyed someone's personality. Because now I would have been the toxic one.
Yeah.
Because I'm projecting.
I think I was actually the toxic one.
You were projecting.
A lot.
You keep on projecting Pakam to an aboeka.
Yeah.
And you know, with because guys, he's also,
And he's also like also trying to get someone and be on a new journey.
Exactly.
And then you coming with you.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, that's what I tried to fully get over it. So, what are the things you've done to like fully get over?
I think I started doing the things I loved before. You know, sometimes when you get into a relationship, you forget like the two things. So me, I love baking and cooking. So at that time, actually, the good thing about
I remember you were baking so much. And I used to comment, oh my God, this food is so good.
And then let me tell you, the good thing about that time of my life, I moved. Mm-hmm. Now I used to work in Nyeri.
Mm-hmm.
So I was away from everything. So I was meeting new people.
Yeah.
So it was a very good part even to heal and all, because there's no reminder of anything most of the time. So I went back to things I really loved doing, which was cooking and baking, and I used to do them a lot. I even saved and bought a cooker. Hey. I bought a cooker and I was cooking, baking, sharing with friends. It was a way. So,
well, I never got there.
Very soon.
I remember that was like COVID period.
Yeah, it was 2021.
Do you still bake right now?
Yeah, I do.
As often?
Not as much.
Oh, because of work?
Yeah, just because of work. But when I think with relationships, we tend to forget the things we really loved.
Yeah.
So for me, I just took up what I really like doing. And with time, I forgot about Zivitu Zingine.
Okay.
Yeah. Very different nice. People.
Yeah.
There's one thing getting understand the van.
Oh I my god.
Baking and cooking.
Oh yeah. What I tried is to get under someone. And you were I went back to everything that I love.
Baking and cooking.
Yeah. I but I think I also tried baking a cookie.
You
didn't
try?
No, lies.
But you're a good cook.
Yeah, I'm a good cook. Mm, I made you.
You made me pork and... What did you...
Just honey glazed pork and fries. That's what I cook really for. Good. If I love you that much, I cook for you. That's my go-to meal. Yeah,
it was really good. It's a meal I can't forget when I came to Nakuru.
Yay.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you guys want my recipe, you can just come.
DM.
tell me. Yeah, so how long? Okay, you can't even say how long can that take because you can't really
gauge
how long that will take. Did you like make mistakes in that journey of healing?
Yeah, I got into a situationship very fast, which I thought this again was the love of my life. Ooh, let me tell you something about being in a long term, then now getting into the streets.
I know. You were
it's such a confusing.
You were used to like
being in
a schedule.
Exactly.
Like you get home, call you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, oh God. Who am I calling to tell them?
And now you'll always be thinking,
yeah,
someone, you want to get into a relationship with somebody.
Yeah.
Like everyone you meet is a potential partner.
I know.
No, that is exactly the problem.
Yeah. But then that's actually what I struggled with for
some time. Even me, I struggled with it. Like everyone I was meeting was like... Maybe.
Maybe this is one.
Wango.
Knew you.
Only soulmate. So that was that.
Too many to rush.
That is what I was struggling with.
It's just that you are lonely and then you're like.
I'm really giving them my all so that if you're my soulmate, I don't want to lose you. It was such a very toxic part of, because you're giving chances to people who don't even deserve you.
I know.
A part of stress because of people who don't even.
Yeah. Mm. I think the thing that pains a lot is when you give someone so much of you and they really don't even deserve like 1% of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I struggle with. Did you struggle with anything?
Yeah, I did. Let's say I used, you know, like the way you say, let me just feel it. I suppressed like the feelings. I really suppressed them. And maybe if I took like 2 or 3 shots is when like now I'll feel it coming again and then I'll try suppress them. And then now you start with the toxic positive self-talk.
Yeah.
You tell yourself things and which are not even there yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. As in, I should have just let myself
like cry
be in the space. But that's not what I did.
I think it's good to give yourself. It's like grieving. It's like, imagine it's like someone passing away. Because it's someone who has left your life now. No, no messages, no pictures, no nothing. You have to clear the memories.
What is, I know.
Completely.
Snapchat, it's like, memories.
Snapchat has the audacity. And no, someone was asking me, why yeah. why don't you delete? Sasa nitakuwa na time yoyote ya kuscroll
continue.
No.
Yeah.
Snapchat has the audacity, but it's grieving.
Because on your bad days, it they pops pop up.
And hey. Then it's those good days. Good that you days, had.
I know.
Very good memories. So stupid.
You're like, fuck. So a year ago, like this was.
Was amazing.
Was amazing.
And I'm here crying.
And I'm here crying. God, know. Where did I go wrong?
I know. Yeah. That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah. And then also, like, sometimes during this journey, you get so lonely you start convincing yourself, like, maybe the cheating wasn't so bad. I can just go back. Or maybe it wasn't. Oh, you've never felt like that?
No.
Yeah, okay, that's how I felt. Yeah,
which is okay. Yeah, it's a normal thing.
I was like, maybe if he talks better about it or explains it better, we can try.
Yeah,
you can try. Is another
cheating forgivable can try again. For you?
No.
Is it compromisable?
I don't think
like
so.
Like where you are right
where
now.
Where I am right now.
Like where you are as a person.
Like
you know,
if I go into
this question 5 years later, maybe the answer will be
different. So where I am right now, and I'm in a relationship with someone, I will. If it's a relationship and it's like 1 month, 2 months in, and you're already cheating on me, and there's nothing to back it up.
It's 3 years, 4 years.
Oh God, you made it even complicated. 3 years, 4 years.
So it's compromisable.
Let me see. We'll have like a discussion about it. I wouldn't just, like, you wouldn't just come say, babe, I've cheated on you. And then I'd be like, yeah, done. It's done.
You don't think it will affect the relationship?
Listen, we'll have to talk about it. If, oh God, but then, you know, may I know myself, may I'll be bringing memories from 2000.
I'll be bringing it up in every argument.
Yeah.
You spilled the tea on the table, it's because you cheated.
Yeah, it's because you cheated on me.
I'll be like an African parent. Unagonjeka? Kwa sababu nisimu unatumia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think it depends.
That's a difficult. It's really a difficult.
We will answer right this now. Question the next.
Yeah, zamani ungeniambia kitu kama hiyo ningekwambia I'll definitely leave.
Yeah.
But then
I wouldn't want to be in, let's just pray we are not in such a situation.
I know. Yeah, so we're coming to the end of it. Uh-huh. Like this will be the last question.
Finale.
Yeah. So what do you feel right now? How do you feel right now? What space are you in? Can you try describe that with starting with I feel?
I feel.
Yeah. Like
okay.
It's like a therapy.
Session. Clearly. I would say I feel happy and
right now
in an amazing space in my life.
Right now you're happy.
Right now I'm happy. Right now I am fulfilled.
Right now on a Saturday.
Right now on a Saturday on the 3rd of December.
At 5 p.m.
Brenda is happy, fulfilled.
Because it can change 1 hour.
Yeah. Right. No, but I mean a space where I'm mentally very giddy, happy, appreciative of like where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now I'm niko pazuri, mi niko happy. Mm-hmm. Hey, I would nice. Say I am. Yeah. Like I would say that's where I am in my life right now. Like I am appreciative of my friends, my family, the pull in my life. Like the pull I have in my life right now make me happy, make me appreciative.
Yeah.
Like I'm very consistent in creating that space for myself because that's what we deserve. So me, that's I'm manifesting. We're in 2023. So I hope this is the same thing I'll be saying.
I know. Yeah. I'm hoping for you as well. So me, what I can say, I feel like I'm a new person. Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm a new person?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think you look happier.
I'm definitely more happier. If you met like me that last year. Oh gosh. Yeah, you remember like that time you guys came for me from the airport? And then like come and embarrassed. You guys were shouting.
But you're not shouting that much.
Yeah, you guys were shouting. You were so embarrassed. Angry. Yeah.
Yeah, your friends. Your friends should embarrass you. Kidogo too.
Mm-hmm. At that time I was not happy at all.
Yeah, you were not in your normal.
Right now I can feel like I'm getting back to myself.
Yeah, I can even see that.
I'm getting back to myself that I was maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago, maybe even before you met me. Mm. But this was me probably. Kitambo, yeah, which is like a space I like right now.
Why would you say like your what makes you say that? Your personality is back.
Yeah, my personality is back. I'm doing new things. Mm-hmm. Discovery, like self-discovery.
Yeah. You're loving the friends and the family you have right now.
Yeah, my friendships. I'm trying to make like solid friendships and relationships with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Then for sure, me, I can 100% see. The new Vanessa 2.0.
So we'll see like where 2023 leads us into.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I can't wait to be on your podcast. Will you guys call me? I think you guys are doing the podcast with
Mohair. You, I have to call you.
I have to be your close one.
I have to invite you and you have to come. You'll have so much fun. Me and Mohair, we're going to grind you.
Yeah, but have you even said the name of your podcast?
Yeah, I have. I have.
Oh, okay.
Unraveled with Njabara, if you forgot.
So that's it, guys. This podcast has been
amazing.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
Yeah, and it's so new because we're in a different space. We are not in our bedrooms. We took a bedroom.
Exactly. We're in a whole studio.
Yeah, so as in doing this, like starting this with you is definitely something nice.
And I'm very happy that you chose me to be your number one.
Yeah,
yeah. Olive, shout out to Olive and Ron. Know your place.
Oh my God.
Know your place, guys. Now a panda, but clearly we know who the OG is.
Wow.
They have to realize it's me or me.
It's me or me.
Yeah.
Okay, so after this we go eat.
Yeah, we need to eat and wrap it up.
So that's it, guys, and thank you for listening. And you can follow me on my Instagram. It's _NessaandJerry. And what's yours?
My Instagram is @Brenda_Njabara.
Yeah, and please share this podcast with your friends and your other friends and your other family.
Yeah.
And everyone else. So bye, guys.
Bye.